Now, how many out there has a need? Raise your hand. Did he promise to do these things in the last days? Now, you look to me. Now, it's like Peter and John said, look on us as if, see, he told them. Now, you look this way. Now, please don't move around. This is a very, I'm trying my whole heart within me. Just be real reverent. See, each one of you is spirit. When you move, of course, you're a unit. I'm trying to catch faith of the people. A little woman passed by and touched his garment, went out and sat down. Jesus told her what her troubles was, and she was healed. And now he promised to do that again. The Son of Man would reveal himself like he did at Sodom. The world's in that condition. The church is in that condition. Now, has God kept his word? Let's see if he has or not. Oh, we've had signs, jumping, speaking in tongues, prophecy, so forth. But wait, there's another sign. Oh, we have many carnal impersonations. That just makes the real one shine. Any bogus dollar should make the real one shine. Now you pray. You believe. Just, I challenge you to do that. You look and believe what I've told you. How many believe this to be the truth? I care who you are, where you are. Everyone in here, as far as I know, is a total stranger except Bill Dow and his wife sitting right there, as I know. I think I know this little preacher here from Germany sitting there, and brother, two, three people sitting right there. Somebody back over in the audience, look, way back. I challenge you to believe what I've told you is the truth. How about when that angel of the Lord came down on the river yonder 33 years ago and made this remark? How did I know when my own Baptist pastor turned me out of the church? He said, you had a nightmare, Billy. I said, a nightmare, nothing, Dr. Davis. That's the way the attitude you take. You might as well take my fellowship card. I know there'd be somebody somewhere who would believe it. God wouldn't send a message unless there'd be something to receive it. Oh, sure, when I went forth praying for the sick, it was very fine. But when I begin to tell you the truth of the word, then it's different. You ought to know every message has been that way. Jesus was wonderful when he went in the church and healed the people and everything. But when he sat down one day and said, I and my Father are one, oh, that did it. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life. He didn't explain it. He wanted to see who would stand by him. Right. What do you think a crowd with doctors and things says? That man's he's a vampire. Eat his flesh and drink his blood. He never explained it. But still, that word was holding those apostles. They didn't care. They didn't understand it. They believed it anyhow. They know because they'd seen the works of God, and they know what it was. He said, they are they that testify of me. Here's a man, woman, sitting right here. Got her hand up. Now, you can call me a fanatic if you wish to, but that same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel through the wilderness is right over that woman. Now, remember, Jesus said, a little while the world seeth me no more, yet ye shall see me. I come from God, I go to God. At his death burial, he told the Jews, he said, he was that rock that was in the wilderness. He was that pillar of fire. I am that I am. Who was I am, that pillar of fire and that burning bush? Is that right? And it was made flesh and dwelt among us. He said, I come from God and return to God in order to return in the form of the Holy Ghost. And here he is with us today. Scientific picture is taken of it. Here he is to prove more than any scientific picture or anything. He's here to prove it. For it's him, I, the Son of Man, will be revealed in this day. Now there he is. I'm looking right at it. You say, do you see it? John saw it too, but the rest of them didn't. Look to prove it now. That woman's a stranger to me. I've never seen her in her in my life. But she's got something wrong with one of her limbs that she's praying about. Is it? That's right, lady. You had an operation on it. That's your husband sitting next to you. You're not from here. You're from California. Your name's Roland. Your stomach trouble's ended too, sir. You had stomach trouble, didn't you? Or it's all gone. Your legacy. And that day, the Son of Man. Here, standing right back to you here. There's a man. He's a colored man. Something wrong with his eyes. His work he does. He does something about car, polishes cars, car waxer. Right. Your eyes are going bad. You've just believed, haven't you? Some real strange thing happened to you. Your first name's Fred. That's right. Your last name's Con. That's right. You believe now? Your eyes ain't going to bother you no more. Have I ever seen them anymore? Man right back behind there. He's not from here either. He's from California. Got a bad back. Mr. Owens? Sure. Lord Jesus, make you well. I never seen the man in my life. Know nothing about him. I'm just following that light as it goes. If you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Little fellow sitting here got a hernia. He's wearing glasses and a gray suit. Fred, God heals you if you believe it. Will you accept it? All right. I've never seen him in my life. Mrs. Holden, sitting over there from him, suffering with eye trouble. I know an old woman, never seen her in my life. But that's true. See? If you can believe. What you crying for, sis? Got a nervous breakdown. Bronchitis. Heart trouble. You believe that God will make you well? Sitting on the end of the seat there. If you believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ will make you well. And all that nervousness will go from you. You feel like you're back in your right condition. The devil's lying to you. You accept it? Or raise up your hand and say, I'll accept it. Okay, it's all over. What? This church is going through a birth pain. Won't you make your choice now in His presence? I've showed you exactly the Word, what He said He would do. Combing through this building, ask anyone that's ever been struck or talked to or whatever it was, and see if I ever seen them, know them, or anything about them. You think a man could do that? That's totally impossible for that to happen. Well, what is it? The Son of Man. The Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, discerning of the Spirit, the secrets of the hearts. Just exactly like it was when it was made flesh here on earth in the Son of God. Now it's being revealed by the Son of God as He's come to call a bride out of that system. Come out of it! Be separated, saith God. Touch not their unclean things. God will receive you. Are you ready to surrender your whole life to God? If you are, stand up to your feet and say, I will, by God's grace, accept it right now for everything that's in me. Hallelujah! Praise be to God! You believe Him? Then just raise your hands and pray with me. Confess your wrong. Birth pains. It's hard to die. But die right now. Die. Come out of your own unbelief. Come out of it. This is the Word of God made manifest. Just as it was when Jesus came on the earth. It's Jesus Christ again. Among you, prove it. Abraham received a son, immediately the promised son, after that taking place. And Jesus is coming again. That's His Spirit. He's so close to the earth, so close to coming, that He's ready to receive you if you're ready to receive Him. Now raise up your hands and pray with me. Lord God, let all the priests hold on to the altars. Let the people cry out. May the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud move into the people today and sober them, Lord, to the realization of the presence of the living and mighty God. Grant it, Lord. Receive them. I pray this prayer for each one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Fill each one with the Holy Ghost who doesn't have the Holy Ghost. Lord, may the revival of this campaign, this meeting, break right now into a great, powerful outpouring of the Holy Spirit. May the sick be healed, the blind see, the crippled walk. May the manifestation of the living God be brought into the presence of the people as it has been this afternoon. And may the people receive it in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask them. Raise your hands out and give Him praise and receive what you ask for.
And I ask you, I cannot be Him, but He is here. We are only a carrier. Some of you people out there that's sick and afflicted, that you know that I don't know you, that God, now if I can humble myself enough, you pray and ask God. I don't guess there isn't a prayer card in the building, is there? No, I don't. We never give out any prayer cards. We're going to have prayer meeting at our healing the sick at the church. But you pray. You know that I'm a total stranger to you. See, you know me, Jeffersonville. I don't want people from Jeffersonville to do that. I want people from away from here somewhere. See if God still reveals. See if He's still the same yesterday and forever. Do like the little woman did. He passed through and she said, I believe this man. She had a blood issue. And she said, if I can touch the bar of his garment, I believe I'll be made whole. Is that right? Because of her faith. That day, the scripture was fulfilled. He bind up the heart of the broken heart, healed the sick and the lame. When she touched his garment, walked out and sat down, he turned around and said, who touched me? How do you ever know in that great throng of people? Probably 30 times what's here tonight. Thousands of them. How did he know it? He said, who touched me? He didn't say that just to be saying. He said that because it was true. And he said, who touched me? Directly looked around, seen the little woman where she was sitting or standing, whatever position she is in. Told her blood issue was over. That was Jesus yesterday, and that's Him today.
Amen.
Amen. You believe that? I don't know you. God does. But you got pains in your side that's bothering you. Right. You're sitting there praying about it. Am I a stranger to you? We're a stranger when I stand up if it is. I don't know you. It's this man right here on the corner, this young fellow. You also got a bad throat. That's right. You're praying about that. You're all nervous about something. You're going to have to leave the meeting because you're a minister. You got some engagements you got to take care of. That is right. Mm-hmm. You believe God knows who you are? Reverend Mr. Smith, now you can go and be healed. Jesus Christ made you whole. While you're in a meeting, your throat won't bother you. Who did he touch? There's a man sitting right back here. He's suffering. He's got a tumor on his left lung. He isn't from here. You have been a mine worker. That is right. I'm a total stranger to you. That's right. Shake your hand. The tumor's in your left lung and you're up for an operation right away. That's right. You're not from here. You're from out of town. You're from Virginia. That's right. You believe God knows who you are? Mr. Mitchell? Right? Go home and be well. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Ask the man. Never seen him in my life. He's sitting there praying. This day, this scripture. Here's a lady sitting right back here behind me, as Sarah was in the tent. She's praying for a daughter. Stand up. The daughter's not here. She's awake. The daughter. You're the same as it was when a woman come to Jesus who had a woman that was fiercely vexed with the devil. The girl is demon possessed. She's not here. She is from, you're from North Carolina. You believe that? And that's the truth, isn't it? Miss Orders, you can go home. If you'll believe with all your heart, you'll find your daughter like found when Jesus Christ in the days gone by. This day, this scripture. The sign of Sodom, the sign of the super seed, the sign of the natural church, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your midst. Do you believe it? Will you accept Him right now as your Savior and healer? Stand up to your feet, every one of you, and say, I accept my healing. I accept Him as my Savior. I accept Him as my King. Each one, stand to your feet. This day, listen, friends. He read the scripture, handed the Bible back to the priest, and said all the eyes of the people were fastened upon him. And he looked upon him and said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. I've read the scripture with a dozen or more evidences that we're living in the last day.
Amen.
The generation that will see Jesus Christ return to the earth.
Amen.
And I say to you tonight, again, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your sight.
Amen.
You in Tucson, you in California, you in New York, on these telephone hookups, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your sight. Let us be glad and make merry. For the marriage of the Lamb is at hand, and her bride, his bride, has made herself ready. Let's raise our hands and give him glory. All ye people, God bless you.
Is there any sick among us? Let them raise their hands, right or left. Great crowds of sickness. I can't call the line. You see, I can't come up on the platform. There's no way of doing it. They're having prayer meetings out in the other places for the sick in the churches and things, down the tabernacle. I'm going to ask you something. How many believers is there? Raise your hand. All right? I'm going to quote to you the Word, which is Christ. Jesus' last commission to the world, and to the church, rather. He said this, "These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover." How many knows that's true? Mark 16, say amen. All right? I'm asking you as a believer to lay hands on somebody in front of you. Just lay your hands over on somebody in front of you. And let's each one pray a prayer for each other now. Put your hands over on somebody around you. Lord, here before me is a box of handkerchiefs, little pieces of goods, some old mother laying somewhere, dying, a baby near death, sick people everywhere. We read in the Bible that they took from the body of Paul handkerchiefs and aprons, and they were placed upon the sick, and evil spirits and unclean spirits and sicknesses and diseases departed from the people. Now, Lord, we know we're not St. Paul, but we know that you still remain Jesus, the only God-provided place of worship. And now today, these people have confessed their same faith as believing like those people did. Surely you have made a way for them. And I put my hands upon these handkerchiefs and ask that the diseases and afflictions leave the bodies of the people these will be laid on in the name of Jesus Christ. Now we are taught that as Israel was coming out of Egypt in the line of duty, they were on the road to the promised land. The Red Sea got in their way. And God looked down through the pillar of fire, and the sea got scared, rolled back, and let Israel pass to the promised land. Oh, God, look down through the blood of Jesus tonight, and may the sickness roll back, and Satan be cast out. And may the people pass to that promise of good health and strength that God said above all things, I wish you would prosper in health. Now as you see, Lord Jesus, the hands of these people laying on each other, they're symbolizing their faith that you said, these signs shall follow them that believe. They're praying in their own way for one another. The next person's praying for them. Now, Lord, this challenge has been met, that Satan, the big bluff, he has no right to hold a child of God. He is a defeated being. Jesus Christ, the only place of worship, the only true name, defeated him at Calvary, and we claim his blood right now, that he defeated every sickness, every disease, and I call for Satan to leave this audience in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of this people, and they be made free. Everybody that accepts your healing upon the basis of the written word, make your testimony by stand to your feet and say, I now accept my healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up to your feet. Praise be to God. There you are. Watch over your cripples and things getting out. Praise be to God. That's it. Just believe. He's here. How wonderful. Out in the audience, on the outside by the wires, you should see, I think every person in here, as far as I know, or most of them are standing up at this time. Oh, what a wonderful time. The presence of the Lord. That's what, where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. The Spirit of God makes us free. Now that He has healed us, we believe it.
He saved us, we believe it. Those who want to be baptized, the pool is ready. Anytime, any hour that you want to come, there'll be someone there to attend to it. And now I think before we close, we ought to sing an old hymn of the church. I love him because he first loved me. Raise up our hands to God and sing it with all of our hearts. We want to meet you here in the morning at 9:30, the same building, for the subject of marriage and divorce. All right, let's sing it now together. Let this great audience sing that now. We're out on the wire. Sing it also.
Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary.
Where was it done? On Calvary Street. While we sing it again, I want you to shake hands with somebody around you. Say, God bless you, pilgrim. Don't you love him? Isn't he wonderful? Is he your hiding place? He's a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm, the only refuge I know. Therefore, my faith looks up to thee. Thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine, thou hear me while I pray. Take all my guilt away and let me from this day be wholly thine. Let's raise our hands as we sing it.
My faith looks up to thee, the Lamb of Calvary. Oh, Savior divine, now hear me while I pray.
Bow our heads now while we hum it.
While life's dark maze I tread, and grief around me spread, be thou my guide. Bid darkness today, wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee.
While you have your heads bowed, our beloved pastor, Brother Armin Neville, will dismiss the audience. Now, I don't know you. I know some people. I know this boy sitting here. I know Bill Dow sitting right there. Here's Brother Blair, Rodney Cox. It's hard to see out there. On this side, right at the present time, I can't see nobody actually that I know. Now, how many in here that knows that I am a stranger to you, raise up your hands. Knows that I know nothing about you, raise up your hands on both sides. How many in here that has something wrong or something that you know that I know nothing about, would you raise up your hands? Now, it would be totally, absolutely, totally impossible for me to know anything about you. Otherwise, then it has to come from some revelation of spirit. And if being that I've told you all these nights and tonight that he is not dead, he's here and promised to do the same thing and promised that there would come a time in the last days, according to Malachi 4 and according to St. Luke, that he would appear again in human form among his people and do the same things and reveal the same thing, the same Messiah sign. How many knows that you Bible readers knows that's the truth? Say amen.
Amen.
Must all be Bible readers. Now, I know it's foreign to the people today, but still it's the truth. That's the reason they didn't know Jesus of Nazareth. They know their church creeds, but they didn't know him. But he come just the way the Bible said. Not a theologian, not a priest. He come as a prophet, and his own received him not. Now, if God will keep his word, if I happen to, it happens to fall on someone that I know, then I'll get someone else. I want somebody that I don't know. Now, I want you to pray. Now, look, there's a little woman one time had an infirmity. She spent her money for the doctors. They could do her no good. And she said, but in her heart, if I can touch that man's garments, I'll be made well. You remember the story? And so all of them tried to get her to stay back, but she pressed through until she touched his garment, went back and sat down. Now listen close. And then when she did that, Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? Why, Peter the apostle rebuked him. He might have said something like, Lord, don't say a thing like that. The people believe there's something wrong with you. Because when you ask them to eat your flesh and drink your blood, they already think there's something wrong. And you say, who touched me? Well, the whole crowds are touching you. He said, yes, but I perceived that virtue went out of me. That was a different kind of touch. Now, anybody knows that virtue is strength. I got weak. Virtue left me. And he looked around on the audience until he found the little woman and told her about her blood issue, and she felt in her body that that blood issue had stopped. Is that right? And he said, thy faith has saved thee. Now the Greek word there is sozo, which absolutely means saved physically or spiritually, just the same. You say he's your Savior. Now, if that was him yesterday, and the way he acted to prove that he was among the people, the Messiah promised, and that's the way he identified himself and promised for the Bible, he'd do the same thing now. Wouldn't he have to do the same thing? You say, did he say it about healing the sick? Yeah. The Hebrews, the Bible I just read from, said that Jesus Christ now is our high priest, that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. How many knows that's true?
Amen.
The Bible said that. He's a high priest now that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Then if he's the same high priest that he was then, how would he act now? He'd have to act the same way he did then if he's the same high priest. Now you might, I'm not your high priest. You might touch me and it'd just be like touching your husband or your brother or what more? A man. But you let your faith touch him. And watch what happens.
Amen.
Now, if I be God's servant, and I've told you the truth, God will vindicate that to be the truth. And that would prove that Jesus Christ is the living tonight standing here. Is that right? Now, you have faith this one side of time. One side. If you have faith out there, I better stay at the microphone here because you can't hear me. Somebody, just look up to God and say, God, that man don't know me. He knows nothing about me. I'm a perfect stranger to him. But let my faith touch you, Lord. And you know what's the matter with me, Lord. You know all about me. You know who I am. The same as you know who Peter was. Same as you know Nathaniel. As you know what was wrong with the woman with the blood issue.
and this man tells me that you're the same yesterday and forever, then, Lord, let my faith touch me. And if he'll do that and infallibly prove himself here, how many of you will believe him with all your heart? If he'll do it, at least one or two or three people for a witness. God bless you. Now, Father God, this is totally out of the hands of any man. It would have to be supernatural, phenomenal. So I pray that you'll help me now, Lord. I'm in your hands. Do with me as you see fit. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't be nervous. Just humbly, reverently say, Lord, I'll serve you. And that'll be a truth that if I can touch your garment, then you speak back through that man. That will prove to me that what he said is the truth. Is that right? How many ever seen a picture of that lion? It's all over the country, everywhere. Science has talked it, examined it, everywhere. Now he's right here now. Same one that said about marriage and divorce. Same one that's on the mountain that shut the hills back then. Same one that's down here at the river in 33. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. Now, there's a woman. And she recognizes now that something's happened. That light's hanging right over. She's sitting right here. She's green. Sweater on or something. I don't know the woman. I suppose we are strangers to one another. That is right. Do you believe that God, your need of something, and you believe that God can reveal to me what your trouble is? And if he does, then you know it'll have to be a supernatural power. Because I don't know you. It'll have to come through supernatural. Depends on what you think it is. You can take your side with the priest, call it the devil, or you can take the side with the believer and call it God. Every which you believe, that's where your reward will come from. If God will reveal to me your trouble, will you accept him as your atonement for that trouble? I don't know what the trouble is. But I know, and you know, that something's going on. Now, just let me tell you how you're feeling, and then you'll know. A real warm, sweet, comfortable feeling. I'm looking right straight at it. It's that light. Amber light hanging from the woman. And the lady is suffering with a trouble in her stomach. It's a kind of a gross like in her stomach. She's not from here. No. You're from away from here, aren't you? That's right. You're from Wisconsin. Is that right? Sure. Now, you are healed. Your faith has made you whole. Now tell me who the woman touched. I'm 25 yards from her.
Amen.
She touched Jesus Christ, the high priest. You believe that?
Amen.
I'm looking at a woman that I talked to. This woman, I'm looking right at her because she's praying so hard for a man. She told me she had a man. She never told me nothing about it. But her name is Mrs. Waldroff. She comes from Phoenix. She was raised from the dead, and her doctor come with the x-rays and showed cancer in the heart. She died in the prayer line. How long ago has that been, Mrs. Waldroff? 18 years ago, and there she sits tonight, a living testimony. Her doctors come to the meeting, said, how can the woman live? But there she is, and no sign of it. She's brought someone, and she's praying for him. Now, he's dying with diabetes. Now, that I knew. But being that you're praying, you know I don't know who he is, Mrs. Barroff. He's from Missouri, and his name is Mr. Cooper. That is right. Now, you believe, you can go back home and be well. So.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's up to you if you'll believe it.
Hallelujah.
Here's a woman. And she's suffering with an asthmatic condition, complications. She's not from here. She's sitting out there in the crowd. Right out there. I hope she gets. She's not from here,
She's from Georgia. Miss McKinney, you believe with all your heart and believe that God will make you well, stand up on your feet if you're a stranger to me, and that is true. Jesus Christ heals you. You believe?
Hallelujah.
To my back, there's a man sitting behind me. He's contacting God. And what he's wanting, he's got a baby that's got heart trouble. And that baby has got a murmur in his heart, so the doctor said. And that man's name is Mr. Cox. Stand up, Mr. Cox. And he told Sarah what she was thinking behind him. Right across the aisle from him, back a little farther, is a man who comes not from here, but from New Mexico. I never seen him in my life. I'm looking right at him now. He's behind me. He's from New Mexico. And the man has a girl that he's interested in, and the girl has got something wrong with her mouth. It's the pilot in her mouth is what's wrong. And the man's name is Mr. West. Would you stand up, sir? I'm a total stranger to him, but the Lord God will heal his child. Do you believe now with all your heart? How many of you believe now with all your heart?
Hallelujah.
Now, isn't Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Hallelujah.
Do you accept him now as your Savior? Raise your hand. Do you believe in him as your healer? Here. Here's a person sitting here, a cripple or something, laying on a cot.
I don't know. It is a woman laying. If I can heal, I'm not good. I can't heal. It's just a man who is a sharp and a child. I don't know you. You're a woman, not a man. This is the first time we've met at my house before. You see, you want to get to the cross. Frankly, this is your first time here. This is all you can. You've come from a long way. You're shattered today. You have cancer. Not your hope, the cancer. The doctor sees you a little boy. True. And you're sure that. Well, the doctor sees you a little boy. One time there was two men who said to me, the mirror. And then the other said, well, he said this and he died. Because all his things were gone and then he was one of his children. They said if he went on to the Indian clinic series, that they killed us with our hand now. If his face was it. And they took that chain. And by that faith, they only saved himself for the whole world. Now you're going to die and he lived. But you're not actually going to the gate of the end, but you're invited to the house of God.
Hallelujah.
You're not in the city, you're not from the city, you're not from the city, you're from the wall. That's what I see in the city, I know. Right. If you believe, will you accept God in your believer? If you will, no matter how weak you are, how headless you are, I believe in your way, I'll rise up.
Be well. Don't be scared. Get up off the cot. God will make you well. See? Somebody hold her so she can get up and get strength. Do you believe God?
Praise the Lord.
Just let her get a little strength. She'll be all right. That's it, sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There she is. Glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us stand and give praise to God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless you.
Let's start more here on the bottom floor. I can't pick out in there, seeing just so many of you, how many believe me to be his servant. Have faith in God. How many over here believe that the same voice? I believe it with all my heart. May the Lord God grant this to us, that you might see the quickening power. It's something vital evidence. It proves it. It's, somebody can say, oh, this is that, but let it act. That's totally impossible for me to know anything about you. You know that. I don't know, but one person I can look at, and that's Reverend Blair sitting out there from way back east, I believe Arkansas or somewhere back in there. That's the only one in the audience that I do see that I know. God knows that's true. So it'll have to be something that I just happen to see over here. This little lady sitting at the end there has got a spiritual problem you're praying about. You believe that God will straighten out that spiritual problem for you? Make it right? All right, you can have it. Put your hand over on the other lady sitting to you, because she's got stomach trouble she's praying for too. Yeah, that right, sister? Raise your hands up if that's true. I don't know. You've never seen you in my life. Two colored girls. Huh? What's that? Isn't that just exactly like what he said he would do? Just exactly. Here's a lady sitting, looking right down through here, sitting, looking at me. She's got heart trouble. You believe that God will heal the heart trouble? You're sitting there praying. I wish I could get there. Is that right? Wave your hand like this. That's right. How do I know what you were saying in your prayer? Just believe. That's all you have to do is believe. Here sits a lady right here. It'll die right away if she isn't healed. She's got cancer. You believe that God will heal the cancer? Yes? You believe it? You? Man, she was kind of slow putting her hands. You believe God can tell me who you are? Miss Gunn. Now, if that's right, wave your hand like that. Go home, Jesus Christ, and make you well. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. That struck this lady sitting here with a dark hat on looking at me. She also has cancer. You believe God will heal you? You believe it with all your heart? I'm speaking to Mrs. Miller. You believe that? I don't know the woman I've ever seen her in my life, and God in heaven knows that's right. Amen. If thou canst believe. Here's a colored woman sitting right over here in the inn. Had her head down. She was studying. She's studying about a loved one. Somebody is she's praying for. She come actually to pray, having prayed for. No, he isn't here. It's her husband. That's right. He's not here. He's at home. He's had an operation, hasn't he? That's right. He's bothered with sinus trouble and so forth. That's true, isn't it? He's going to be all right. Your faith is strong, Bart. You believe that that's to be true? Amen. Can't you see that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Ask those people. It's when Paul across the audience. Do you believe it each year? Do you feel that quickening power in you? Well, that's a God that makes you well, friends. You believe it? Now, will you do one thing for me? How many in here are sick? Let's see you raise your hands. Now, it's going on 5 o'clock. Lay your hands over on each other, and let's just, don't say a word now. Just lay your hands on one another. Don't you do something. Say, the man sitting right back here has got that growth on his back. Do you believe that God will take that growth off your back, sir? You believe that God will make you well? Young fellow looking at me, he thought he was going to get passed by. Raise your hand up, sir. That's right. You believe with all your heart, God will take it off for you. Hallelujah! I challenge this whole audience in the name of Jesus Christ. If your conscience, don't let it be stirred with unbelief. Don't let it be frustrated. Can't you see the Son of Man? The Son of Man in the form of prophetic message, returning back again in His church in prophecy, revealing Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's never been done through the age till this time. There's the proof of it. What is the church? How do you get into it? When you're in there, everything that Jesus Christ was, you are. Even to be a son and daughter of God. He become you that you might become Him. The thing of it is, you're scared to use it. Or either you're not cooperating with His Word. Now, that won't do a bit of good. I don't care what you do. If you don't come fully into that Word, it'll never work. Who can accuse me of something he said and promised in this day that didn't happen? Then don't throw your denomination at me, because it won't work. Hallelujah! I feel I know He's here. I'm positive He's here. I know that Now, there's quickening power enough in the church to heal every person that's sitting here. Can you believe it? Well then, do you believe in praying for the sick? Do you believe Jesus said to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover? All right, put your hands over on each other now. Don't pray for yourself. Pray for the next person. They're praying for you. Quietly, reverently. Lord, how I thank you. Can stand here at this platform and preach a word that's so contrary to the people's thinking today, so they call it heresy. They call it spiritualism. They call it evil spirits like they did when Beelzebub. But to see you right in the midst of this grand audience this afternoon, turn right around and confirm and prove exactly what's been preached, that it is the truth. God, these are your people. The devil has tried to mess up the microphones. He's tried to mess up the people's thoughts. He's tried to keep them from getting this. But I believe they'll get it anyhow, Lord. I ask for them to get it. I ask for them to receive it. Grant, Lord, these believers with quickening power, that when they, if they don't live to see your coming, that quickening power will raise them up at the last stage. Grant just now that that quickening power will quicken their faith, Lord, to what they're doing. There's a believer got a hands on a believer, a body to a body, a power to a power. And it's a power of God by a son of God or a daughter of God by the Son of God. Oh, God, may Satan turn this people loose. May they be healed this afternoon by the resurrecting, quickening power of the presence identified Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it be so. Your hands on the people has got quickening power in them. If you've been quickened, have you come to life? Has Christ become real to you? Has the power of God been manifested? Are you in that church, God's provided church? How are you in it? How do you know you've been quickened in it? Your whole thoughts, your whole being is in Christ now. And Christ is in the midst of the people, proving himself alive, proving that he shared the days of Sodom. With them hands of those people that their lives have been changed from streetwalkers, from drunkards, from prostitutes on the street, to genuine saints of God. Quicken, their hands is laying upon you. They're in the church by Holy Ghost baptism. The same power is upon Elijah's bones. That same power is laying upon your shoulder, upon your hands, upon your heads. That same quickening power. With him standing here proving that he's alive from the dead. Showing forth that he's alive here and now doing the same thing that he did on Moses. Amen. Can you believe him now? Can you believe that hands laid upon you are godly hands? Can you believe that spirit that's quickening us now, making us that crazy to the world? Do you believe that's his quickening power? Do you believe you're in his church? Then if you are and believe that those hands that are laying on you are holy hands commanded by God, then I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to stand to your feet and accept your healing. Everybody that's been saved.
Great. Great.
Oh, Christian, you realize what's taking place? Do you realize out in that street corner is millions of people walking these streets today? There's nothing in the world but atomic fire. Do you realize that people are dead in sin and trespasses tonight? They're blackened churches all over for a few little lectures or something on some kind of a keeping of a certain thing and call it religion? Did you realize that you have been raised from death unto life, has been baptized into the body of the living God, that's quickening your bodies, where we're speaking in tongues and interpreting tongues, seeing Jesus Christ manifested among us? What sickness cannot stand in such a group as this? Let your faith go to him, believe him, say, Lord God, I believe with all my heart, and you will be made well. Is there sinners here that would like to come into that body? Raise your hands and say, I have never come into it. I've never been filled with the Holy Ghost. But Brother Branham, I certainly desire it this afternoon. Will you pray for me? Raise your hands. Don't be ashamed you're in his presence. Just look at the hands. Look at the hands. Now, everybody that wants the baptism of the Holy Ghost, raise up your hands. Wherever you are. Now, you that's got the Holy Ghost is standing here. Lay your holy, consecrated hands upon man. If the Holy Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, it quickens your mortal bodies from death to life. It brings the whole body into the subjection to the Spirit. Now, let's bow our heads and everyone pray for those people that want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I do believe that God will fill each one of you right now with the Holy Ghost. Why do we wait, friends? You're going to wait too long one of these days. This is the hour. Don't wait any longer. You're right here in this temple where you got all night to stay and pray. Dear God, I pray that you'll send the Holy Ghost again, like as a rushing mighty wind. Fill all the house that you with perfect identification. You understand that you're living and with the peace. In Jesus' name.